I was asked to give this talk at a big firm, I won't name it, and it's on the 50th floor, top floor of this big bank in Hong Kong, 50th floor of this hotel in Hong Kong that's been taken over by this bank. And I'm giving the talk about 1873. Three-fourths of the way through, somebody raises his hand and said, yeah, 1873, yeah, your grandmother, right. Do you have any skin in the game? Did you make any financial predictions? This is June of 09. Any financial decisions? And I said, I'm not in the stock market. He said, do you have any retirement? And I said, yes, I have a, TIAA CREF retirement. And he said, well, did you make any changes to it? And I said, yeah, well, in July of 07, I read that the European Central Bank was injecting $10 billion into the other banks to get them to lend to each other. And that reminded me of 1873. It made my stomach flip over. So I called my wife, and we took all of our retirement out of the stock market and put it in the inflation-linked bond market. Bedlam, right? Everyone is in white shirts, like ties, and they are shouting at each other now, right? My talk is over. They're shouting. And then someone shouts out, when did you get back in the market? And did you get back? And I said, March of 2009, I got back in. Some more shouting, more, finger point. So anyway, so my talk was over. The vice president kind of pulled me over at some point because I didn't know what to do. You know, everybody's yelling at each other. No one's asking me any questions. And I said, what happened? I don't understand. And he said, July of 07 to March of 2009, that's when you got your money out of the stock market and you put it in the bond market. If any bank had done that, they would have doubled their funds. No bank in the world did that. So why does understanding financial crises matter? Because in a way, you need, when you put your 19th century goggles on, when you think about how the 19th century works, when you think about American history in the context of financial panics, it actually helps you see things differently. It doesn't let you predict the future at all, but your stomach turns at different times. When you start to think about things, banks not lending to each other was not even a point of information for any of these fund managers in 2007. They heard that the European Central Bank was injecting $10 billion into the banks. They didn't make anything out of it. This is before anybody knew about collateralized debt obligations, except the people who worked there. But what seeing that past does, what trying to understand the past, piecing it together, actually helps you understand the present that you're in and see it in a very different way. That's kind of what history does. And that's why I'm so glad to be teaching such fantastic students at the College of William and Mary. Thank you so much.